Out of Sight.net presents the Newlywed Game, hosted by Karen Santiago, January 31st, 2019.
Let me tell you about the runaway groom. So this groom was all set, and then I get frantic messages yesterday. I'm not going to be able to do it. I have something came up. And I said, oh, are you sure? Yep, won't be able to make it. Okay, so I searched high and low for another one. Got one. And then today, I got a message from the groom saying, don't be surprised. That was the subject. And it meant, don't be surprised if you see me in the game, because my plans ended early, so I'll be there. So the groom is currently in the room. This groom is in the audience right now, the runaway groom. He just sent me a private message. You're bad.
Oh, it's Ike.
Come on, Ike, fess up.
Previously, it was 3 international, 1 all U.S. Then we had the runaway groom, and then it was going to be all international. Matt can't connect to any internet, so he's out. So there really is a runaway. Poor Wendy. So the runaway groom has decided to step up and take his place as he was going to do initially. So runaway groom, go meet your bride, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy, my sweet.
Oh, Ike, I was hoping it was you. I think he'll be better than my first one.
I hope that turns out to be true. That's all right. That's here. That's great. I was going to say I can make her toes curl, though.
From no groom to 2 grooms. Nat, can you get the key?
Finally. Yeah, whoever you got as the groom, I'm sorry about all my technical difficulties. Let's just go on.
Yeah, Nat, you go ahead. No, do as it was originally planned.
Well, originally planned, you were supposed to be there, but yes, he did have other plans that came up unexpectedly, so I was just giving you a hard time, Ike. Nat, meet your bride, Wendy. Wendy, are you confused? All right, now, when I let up, let Renee. Hey, Renee, meet your husband, Ash. Hey, Della, you're going to be the stand-in.
Well, I got a good man. Thanks, Karen.
Okay. I think we're ready to play. So, after all that, now the guys need to leave, go into the sports bar or some place, and just hang out there until Danny calls you to come back. So, wives, say goodbye to your guys.
Bye, sweetums. Don't drink too much.
Bye, Nanny Duck. I'll think of you the whole time you're gone.
Bye, honey.
Bye, bye, babe. Have a good time.
Okay, let's start playing this game. All right, ladies. Your first question is, which one of these habits would you like to see your husband get rid of? Farting, burping, or scratching? Linda.
Ooh. Ooh, dear. They're all...
Subscribe your joint channel.
There comes Dick. They're all bad. Let's say farting.
Tally?
My Ned doesn't fart. He goes to the bathroom to do it. But, he has this cute habit of scratching the tip of his nose that sometimes is kind of embarrassing. So, yeah, I think I could get rid of that, so.
Okay, Wendy?
Oh, definitely farting.
And Della.
Definitely farting as well.
Okay, which one of these cycles best describes your husband in bed? Spin, rinse, delicate, permanent press. Wendy.
Oh, my Italian stallion, definitely spin.
Tally.
Rinse. Absolutely rinse.
Della?
Ooh, permanent press.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me? Renee, you there? Yes. Do you want to play? Yes, I've been looking forward to it. All right, let's do it. Then when Ash comes back, he'll be really confused. Thanks, Della, for stepping in. I'm going to ask you, Renee, which one would you want Ash to bad habit to get rid of? Farting, burping, or scratching?
Scratching.
And which best describes you guys under the sheets? Which cycle? Spin, rinse, permanent press, or delicate?
Spin.
Ladies, what do you have to do to get your hubby on the dance floor? You have to beg him, feed him, or bribe him. Linda, I'm just moving all around. Linda?
What was the last one? That's the one I want.
Bribe?
Yep, that's good.
Callie?
Bribe, definitely.
Wendy?
For sure, bribe.
And Renee?
Bribe.
Wow, nobody wants to dance. Okay, the guys can come back. Ash, say hi to your wife. Everybody say hi to your wife.
I didn't know you were such a traitor, Ashley.
Hi, honey bun. I missed you.
Della, darling. Oh, baby.
Oh, surprise, surprise, Ash. Welcome back, babe.
Oh, Tally, honey. I couldn't wait to get back.
Della, darling. Wrong voice, wrong lady.
My sweetums, I missed you too.
I think you should inform Ash of that.
I finally got my computer working again, Ashley. I didn't want to leave you, but it wouldn't let me get to you, so I finally got it working again, so we're married again.
Goodness, I've been married, divorced, married, and divorced, married again. Renee, what are you doing to me? Honey, hang on. Oh, he's a dizzy husband.
Don't listen to her, Ashley.
He probably could handle the both of them.
Well, I don't know. Renee's quite raunchy and, you know, love it, baby.
All right, guys. We asked your wives. Which one of these habits does she want you to get rid of? Farting, burping, or scratching? Bob, what did Linda say?
I think she probably said I get rid of my burping.
That's not what she said.
You know you can't control the other end.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, but my honey bun wouldn't do that on me, so I went the other direction.
Okay, Ned, what did Tally say?
Well, I would hope she said scratching, you know, first thing in the morning and all that, but knowing Tally, I would say farting.
No, sweetie, I protected you. I said you do not fart in public. You go to the bathroom to do it. You're such a gentleman.
Oh, and you're so sweet, Tally.
And Nat, what did Wendy say?
Oh, boy, I'm sure she said lots of things because I was so late. But, fart.
Good job, babe. You know, when you do that, it ruins the mood.
All right, Ashley, what did Renee say?
I don't know. I know we don't use that word in our household. We say flatulence, dear. I'd say farting.
She said scratching.
Now you know I don't like scratching.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Okay, the next question is, which cycle did your wife describe you under the covers? Spin, rinse, delicate, or permanent press? Let's start with Tally. So, Ned, what did Tally say?
She said, delicate.
Well, nicely.
Well, you know, that's only on Saturdays, though, you know.
Ash, what did Renee say?
Dear, I think I'm a real man, permanent press.
Spin, baby, spin.
Sorry, darling.
Bob, what did Linda say?
What did Linda say? I think Linda thinks she would say I was delicate.
Oh, good one. You know how patient and loving you are.
Nicely done. Okay, Nat, what did Wendy say?
Well, being the, you know, the newest DJ and spin me right around, spin me, I hope.
You know it, honey. I don't call you the Italian stallion for nothing. By the time we're done, the whole room's spinning. Good job, babe.
Wonderful, sweet lips.
Woohoo!
Okay, Mem, what do your wives have to do to get you out onto the dance floor? Feed you, bribe you, or beg you? Ned, what does Tally have to do? Feed, bribe, or beg?
Well, I would like it to be feed, but probably she has to beg me.
I was going for bribing. Well, I didn't tell him how I bribe you, but, you know.
You're so good to me.
Nat, the question is, what does Wendy have to do in order to get you out onto the dance floor? Bribe, feed, or beg?
Well, she probably has to bribe me that she'll put on that zebra stripe bikini later on for a private viewing.
You know it, honey. I know what you like.
And Bob, what about Linda? What does she have to do?
I think that Linda would probably bribe me.
You got it, honey. Wait till later.
Okay, Ashley. What does Renee have to do?
Well, I guess she bribes me. You know, she's promised me lots of stuff.
That's right. You be good to me, baby. I'll be good to you.
All right. After the first round, Wendy and Nat with 15, Linda and Bob with 10, and the other two couples tied with 5. Now the ladies need to leave. Say goodbye to your hubby. So I can ask them questions.
Be kind, babe.
Already missing you, sugar lips.
Bye, my stud muffin.
Bye, Ashley.
Bye, sweetums. I hope they'll be kind to you.
Bye, darling. I can't wait.
Yes, bye, honey. I'll try to be good to you.
All right, guys. Time to see what you know about your wife so we can match the questions. Okay, men, when your wife wakes up in the morning, which candy is she most like? Sour Patch Kid Goober or Laffy Taffy? Ashley.
Laffy Taffy, whatever that is.
Matt.
Definitely Laffy Taffy.
Ned.
Laffy Taffy.
Bob, you gonna make it unanimous or something else?
I'm gonna make it unanimous. Laffy Taffy.
Oh, you guys all playing it safe. Chicken.
I'm glad you didn't include old day suckers.
We're not, you know, we're taking it easy, but we know what's good.
All right, men. Which game best describes your first date? Go for broke, sorry, risk, or trouble? Go for broke, sorry, risk, or trouble? Bob.
Risk.
Ashley.
Go for broke.
Nat.
Oh, my honey bunny is definitely a risk taker.
And Ned?
I think risk.
All right, guys. In which one of these areas would you like to get it on with your wife? In the air? On the rail? Or on the sea? Nat.
Well, like I referenced before, she's the DJ on the crazy train, so I'd say on the rails.
Bob?
I think you said on the waves. A nice rolling sensation.
Yep, on the sea. Ned?
In the air.
Okay, Ash. All your fellow contestants said one of each, so what are you going to say?
We're going to join the 35,000 feet club, so in the air.
Okay, now there is a bonus question. And when I ask the bonus question, it's going to be a yes or no answer. I can't tell you anything about this. It's just I ask the question and you say yes or no. And when your wives come back, same thing. You can't say anything. This is just for the big 25 bonus points. So, the question is, does your wife suffer from cryphobia? I'll spell it C-R-Y-P-H-O-B-I-A. So that's just a yes or no question. Does your wife suffer from that? And I'll start with Ned.
No.
Ash?
No.
Bob?
No.
You said that so funny. Nat?
I'll break the trend and say yes.
Okay, I don't know if any of you know what it means, but I'll tell you, Cheryl Spencer does. Don't worry, Cheryl. Yep, ladies can come back.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Wendy joined.
Hey, babe, I'm back.
Hey, Tiny Honey, couldn't wait.
Hey, sexy grandma, missed you.
Hey, Natty, missed you too.
Honey bun, if I'm counting the seconds, they're sitting so long.
Oh, I brought you a little, a bottle of something from the bar. Here you go.
It did seem like an awful long time, Bob.
Renee, darling, where did you go?
I got to thinking about the things that we used to do, and it just, I took a Calgon trip.
Okay, ladies, the first question I asked your hubby was, when you first wake up in the morning, which one of these candies did he say you are like? Goober, Sour Patch Kid, or Laffy Taffy? Start with you, Wendy.
I don't like any of those choices, but I would say Laffy Taffy because I'm always so cheerful in the morning and want to snuggle.
Mwah. Perfect, baby. You hit the candy right on the head.
Okay, Linda, what did Bob say?
I think he probably said Laffy Taffy too because I wake up in a great mood, raring to go.
And she's in a great mood all the time, not only in the morning.
How sweet. Okay, Renee, what did Ashley say?
Sour Patch.
Darling, my candy cutie, no, Laffy Taffy, sweetheart.
Well, you know they are those times that I don't wake up Laffy Taffy, right?
I overlook those times, darling.
Tally?
Well, I hope Laffy Taffy.
I think I have the key. Yes, that's what he said.
Oh, goody.
Okay, the next question I asked your hubby was, which game best describes your first date? Go for Broke, Sorry, Risk, or Trouble? Let's start with Tally this time.
Well, I'm kind of playing in the dark here because I don't know some of the games, but I would say Risk.
Well, for not knowing the games, that is exactly what Ned said. How about you, Renee?
Oh, we know each other so good.
Risk.
Darling, you know Risk to me. We just go for it, baby.
He said go for Broke.
I like that.
Linda?
I don't think Trouble, or I think Go for Broke. Let's get it on, babe.
No, I think it's always been a big Risk.
And Wendy, what did Nat say?
Go for Broke, because I was all in from the very beginning.
Aw, baby, remember the motorcycle seat? That's why I thought you were a risk taker.
Oh, that's okay, sweetheart. I am a risk taker with you.
Okay. In which one of these places would your hubby like to get it on? In the air, on the rail, or at sea? Renee.
On the rail.
Renee, remember I promised to join the 35,000 foot club? Oh, darling.
I didn't understand that.
In the air, baby, in the air. You're totally off this planet.
Linda, what did Bob say?
I think Bob said, at sea, we're both right by the ocean. Nothing better than the ocean and rocking and rolling.
Those waves are so nice and comforting and smooth and, like you say, a rock and rolling session.
That's correct, yep. Tally, what did Ned say?
Probably on the rails.
Ned said up in the air. Wendy, what did Ned say?
Ooh.
Oh, let's see. There's nothing like the motion of the ocean and, oh, the balcony. Oh, so hot.
Aw, I agree, but I said rail, you know, the crazy train. I guess with my couple of boo-boos, I'm not getting any tonight, am I, sweetie?
Ashley!
Oh, you're just going to have to do something special for me to make up for it, honey.
Darling, don't worry, I'll give you that
full body massage later, sweetheart.
And I return the pleasure.
And honey bun, we'll take our honeymoon on that nice suite on board ship.
By the way, sweetie, you still look as good as you did the first day I saw you in that zebra stripe bikini.
I would just love to spend a month on the ocean with you, dear.
Ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies.
Okay, for this bonus question, I asked your hubby one question that needed just a yes or no answer. So, when I ask you the question, that's all you have to do is say yes or no. You can't ask anything else about it and can't discuss it until at the end of the game. So, in last place, Ash and Renee. Renee, did Ash say that you suffer from cryophobia?
No.
No, you don't. And that puts you tied for first right now with 30 points. Moving over to Tally and Ned. Did Ned say you suffer from cryophobia, Tally?
No.
That's correct. That puts you in the lead with 50 points. And Wendy, did Nat say that you suffer from cryophobia?
No.
He said you did. We'll find out later. All right. Bob and Linda, you get this right, you win. Linda, did Bob say you suffer from cryophobia?
No.
Well, you get the key to the honeymoon suite because you just won the game. Cryophobia, I said that Cheryl suffers from it. It's the fear of ice or being cold. Thank you all for being such good sports, even with a little technical difficulties. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Hope you had fun. You guys are really good. Great couples.